Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
We'll start off first with All-Star Weekend and one Mr. Damian Lillard. He wins the three-point contest. And then in the All-Star game, he ends up going 14 of 26, 11 of 23 from three, six assists, three boards, 39 points. He had 26 shots in 28 minutes. Welcome to the NBA All-Star Game. Over 200 points scored in that bad boy for the Eastern Conference after everybody and their mama was promising a more competitive game. Adam Silver was promising it. Larry Bird was promising it. Everybody was saying it was going to happen, and it was the worst one yet. So having said that, Lillard making half-court shots uncontested and people freaking out about that, thinking that was all that great. My question just is, will he be more Dame-like in the stretch run here with 20 or 30 games to go? Is this something that maybe triggers him, or do we go back to watching the same Dame Lillard not shooting up to level like he has been the entire time as a Milwaukee Buck?
I mean, you have to assume he's going to be better than he has been. You know, there's still going to be bad games and bad stretches. Like, that's going to happen with any player, any season. But you have to assume that, okay, like, I'm guessing his worst days this year are kind of behind him, or at least they should start to be getting behind him, and he'll pick it up as the games go on. I mean, he's talked about this multiple times of, you know, as we get closer to the playoffs and what I really came here to do, you know, he came here with the mindset of, I want to win a championship. I want to compete for a title. I want to, you know, really, the one thing I haven't proven yet is that I can be a winner and be on a championship team. And so he's talked about, you know, once it gets closer to that time to prove that, and when those games really, really do mean stuff, then you'll see the best Damian Lillard. You know, right now in November, December, January, February, as he's still transitioning and still, you know, going through all this stuff that he's going through, new coach and all that, new team, you know, and the game's just like, this isn't stuff that he feels right now he needs to prove a ton right now. You know, he's like, okay, I'm transitioning. We're going to try to make this thing work. We're going to try to get to a point where we feel good. But I just think he hasn't been as motivated and as locked in as he will become, you know, down the stretch here in the last couple months in playoff time. So again, you have to assume that he'll get going and look definitely closer to Dame, like the usual Dame that we're used to. And I mean, this weekend can only help. You know, I just think it's good to get him some confidence back. I know this stuff, obviously, in the grand scheme is very meaningless, but just to see, like, I also think it's just a good reminder for people that, like, this guy still is one of the best shooters in the world. Like, I, whether he's in a slump or not, like it, that, that is still there. That touch is still there. That shooting capability is still there. The ability to hit deep threes, you know, at any point, hit half quarters at any point is still there. We have not seen it consistently this year, but like, that's not because he can't do it anymore. That's not because he's washed. That's not because he has no shooting touch. You know, he, again, he is still one of the best shooters in the league, regardless of what the percentages say so far this year. And so I think for him to remind himself and for, you know, this fan base to kind of be reminded of that, like, this is still Damian Lillard. And there is, you know, just having this in your mind of like, this guy is still there, you know? So when the struggles are happening, you have some light at the end of the tunnel saying, hey, it, that guy's there and it, he can still get to that point. And he can, you know, at any point, like, that's why I just, with this team, I'm like, I, going into any single game, no matter how bad things have looked, no matter how, you know, bad they've looked in a playoff series, at any point, Dame can look like Dame and Giannis can look like Giannis and they can be anyone in the league, you know, and their potential is just so high that it gives me hope no matter what. So again, just seeing the potential he has, seeing how well he can perform, you know, in the 3-point contest and in this All-Star game, just again, kind of hopefully can remind some people that like, okay, this is Damian Lillard. We still have a top 2 to 3 shooter on the planet on our team. So I'm excited to see, you know, if it can kind of catapult him a little bit, get him some confidence, get him going after the All-Star break. I don't know if it's going to start immediately, but I just, again, I'd have to assume that, you know, as we get into March and close to April, close to playoff time, that he really starts to pick it up a little bit and you can kind of sense that urgency more.
I'll be honest. I'll confess something. I was mad watching him this weekend. I was getting mad. I was getting bitter. Like, where the F was this before this damn game? Like, where was this dude now showing out with all his guys? Where were you for the last 10 games since Doc took over? Where was this dude during that stretch? Because you're right. That is what he is supposed to look like on a basketball court. And he has not, and on stretches he has, sure, but he has not been that guy like everybody thought he was going to be, including me, during this run. And somebody brought up to me on Twitter, I think it was, which is, dude, how do we know this isn't going to turn out to be like Steve Blake or JJ Redick or some of these other dudes that can shoot, gets to Milwaukee, goes ice cold, leaves Milwaukee, and all of a sudden they find the rhythm again, meaning the curse of the Bucks or whatever the case may be, of, you know, no fault of his own. He gets here, all of a sudden goes ice cold, can't shoot, ends up going somewhere else, and all of a sudden finds his rhythm again. Because that's exactly what happened with those two knuckleheads that we were talking about. So I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just being honest and saying I was frustrated and getting angry as he's showing off and winning 3-point MVP and hoisting the trophy back to back. And then he wins MVP for the Bucks as a starter, the whole deal. So now they got Giannis an MVP and Damon MVP for Milwaukee. So it's cool for the Bucks. It's cool for the city, Milwaukee, and all that fun stuff. Fine, I'm in. But just as a fan, it's frustrating watching that dude just ball out. And you're like, man, it'd be nice if you did that in like regular season games when we were in this stretch here. But then, Nathan, I came to my senses. I reminded myself that none of this matters, that he simply has to be like this in the playoffs. That's all we ask. So even if we don't see this in the regular season, still, let's not freak out. As long as he shows up and balls out in the postseason, all is good. But I think Nathan Marzian agrees with me that if he does not ball out in the postseason, this team's going home and it's over. And we can all turn to Damian Lillard and go, might be on you, regardless of how bad Doc does. If Damian Lillard doesn't play like Damian Lillard, they're in trouble. And I think everybody knows that. So whether that pressure is fair or not on him, that's kind of where we're at, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, that's a good point of like, it can be, it's frustrating that we haven't seen it in the regular season and that we're now seeing it, you know, in the All-Star game a little bit. Like, I get that. Couple things. Number one, there's obviously less pressure in these games than there are in real games, you know, and it's just a different feel. It's a different everything. It's much easier to shoot lights out in a game like the All-Star game where you're just jogging up and down the court, you know, and you're just able to take kind of uncontested threes the whole game. Nobody's playing difficult defense. So I didn't look at that as like, where has this been all season type of thing. I was more just like, it's it just, I mean, with all those guys that are out there, you get to see what NBA players look like shooting the ball without pressure. You know, they're good enough when there is pressure. They're still hitting 40% when there is pressure. And then without, they hit like 50, 60%. So I don't know. That to me is just like a natural thing. Like, these guys are gonna be able to do things in that All-Star game shooting wise that you're not going to see much in games, because it's just, there's the pressure is just off. And yeah, the other thing is, as you said, like, I'd much rather be frustrated, like, oh, we're seeing this in the All-Star game, but not in the regular season, than I'd be much more frustrated if it was, we saw this all regular season and then we don't see it in the playoffs. As again, we've seen with Jrue Holiday, as we've seen with several other role players where they play so well in the regular season, they shoot the ball really well in the regular season, and they get to the playoffs and it just plummets. And you're like, where did, you know, what happened? Why are you all of a sudden shooting 28% from three? With Dame, I think there's a very good chance that it's the opposite, that, you know, he goes through the regular season, shoots 35, 36% from three. We get to the playoffs and he's shooting 38, 40% from three. And again, we will take that 100 times out of 100 over the opposite. And so I just, again, we spent so much time complaining about, you know, our regular season not translating over to the playoffs, and, you know, being like, well, you know, the regular season doesn't matter and I don't care how good we look in the regular season. I just want, we need guys that can play in the playoffs. And it's like, that's what they did this summer. You know, they fired their regular season coach and they got rid of their regular season point guard to try to win a championship, to try to get better when it matters, to try to get over the hump in May and June. And it's like, I can deal with struggles now if it means that they'll work those things out and be better later. If Dame just plays well for 2 months, you know, at the end, nobody will have given one single F about how he looked in right now, how he looked in January, how he looked in November. Like, it won't matter. I mean, there's a reason that, you know, Pat Connaughton's a much bigger Bucks legend than Eric Bledsoe is, because Pat Connaughton came through in the playoffs and Eric Bledsoe did not. Like, it, we care about what these guys do for you in the playoffs. You know, we're not going to remember how they looked in the regular season as much. That's not what makes you a legend. That's not what wins you a title. It's what happens when it matters. And so I'm not going to judge the Damian Lillard. I'm not going to freak out about it or have any huge, you know, sweeping opinions on it until we see how he looks when it matters. Because that's, again, ultimately what you brought him for was to be here when it matters, to be a scorer when it matters, to be, you know, draining threes when it matters. You didn't bring him here, as frustrating as it is right now, you did not bring him here to win a bunch of games in January, February. Like, that wasn't the goal. The goal when they got him wasn't, we're going to look so good all season, we're going to absolutely dominate everyone. It was, this can help us win a championship. And that's what you got to wait and see.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.